Kitty Goes to War by Carrie Vaughan. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Copyright 2010 by Carrie Vaughan, LLC. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Carrie Vaughan, LLC, care of the Ashley Grayson Literary Agency, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. To the men and women of the U.S. Armed Forces, who have some of the toughest jobs in the world. Chapter 1. I sat at my desk, my monitor and microphone in front of me, maps and notebook paper spread over the whole surface. I was writing down addresses and marking points on the map as people called in. "So you're saying it burned down and nobody could find out why?" I asked Pam from Lexington. "That's right," she said. "My friend Stacy, who's kind of a witch, said it's because it was on a crossroads, and something demonic must have happened there. One of those deal-with-the-devil-type things, and the energy overflowed and incinerated it. Could she be right?" "I don't know, Pam," I said. "That's why I'm discussing the topic, to find out if these events are all coincidence, or if something spooky really is going on here. Thanks for the data point. Okay, faithful listeners, that gives me about a dozen independently verifiable stories about supernatural happenings at Speedy Mart convenience stores all over the country. This is already more than I thought we'd get, so keep them coming." After the third person suggested that something weird was going on at Speedy Mart, I started paying attention, and wondering, and remembering a couple more stories I'd heard about intersections between the chain of stores and weirdness. Then I decided to devote an episode of my call-in radio show to the subject. It turned out that maybe something strange was going on here. That didn't explain why the Speedy Mart...